Well, we've been talking about John Stewart's rally down in Washington, D.C., and Stewart says it isn't about whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or a Tea Partier. He says it's really a question of whether or not Americans have lost their collective minds. So we asked our listeners yesterday, is there ever a case for insanity, maybe?
This is Jessica from Columbia, South Carolina. Not when the whole room is shouting. Usually shouting implies and begets anger. We need to be approaching our political discussions logically and calmly so we can get things done.
My name is Stephen Butler, and I'm from Joplin, Missouri. I think it just makes people angry, and that it usually will have the opposite effect, or at least most of the time. Sure, it'll make your voice get heard, but people won't listen to you.
So, anger, does it work? We had a fair number of listeners defend the idea of making a fuss. Making a fuss is not necessarily insanity. For instance, if there are no voting machines at my voting place again next Tuesday, I intend to make a fuss. There are plenty of issues worth making a fuss over. That's Hugh in New York posting on Facebook. And what does Nancy text us? Squeaky wheel gets the oil. But regardless of where you stand on making a fuss or not, definitely a case for pausing and listening, according to this listener in Denver. Man, I would so love to tell people to shut up and listen to what they are thinking before they speak. The political climate in this country is horrible. Well, that's just politics, though.
Yeah,
right?
It's the usual.
Yeah, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway. Ignorant comments, intelligent comments, all welcome.
Intelligent.
Really?
We go for intelligent.
You're so picky.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.